Strap yourselves in. It's another episode of The Space, a mindfulness podcast that's going to elevate your happiness. I'm Casey Donovan, together with our writer, Amy Malloy. Every Tuesday, our theme is On a Roll, with mindfulness tips for energy and momentum. Do you ever wish you always had someone to talk to? Someone who would just listen. Someone you could offload to, rant to, share with. Well, we've got a revolutionary idea for you. You could be that person for yourself. For those times when nobody else is available. This tip comes from fitness influencer Sean T. Sean is all about digging deeper and building a toolkit of mood-lifting solutions. On his podcast, Trust and Believe, he shared a tip for when you feel emotionally tested. Record a podcast about what you're feeling. That's right, Space Cadets. We want you to get in on the action. But the point of this podcast isn't to post it. This is a show that's just for you. Sean recommends going to a quiet place, getting out your phone, opening your voice memos, and monologuing how you're feeling. Pretend you're being interviewed by us. How would you describe your coping in this very moment? Give it some time, maybe a day or just an hour. Then listen back to your voice recording. Don't get weird about the sound of your own voice. Sounds beautiful. That's what you sound like. We know, just get over it. Nobody else cares. It's an interesting idea because it puts some space between you and your emotions. It lets you sit back and be a spectator to your own thoughts and your triggers. How do you feel when you listen back? Maybe you're full of compassion for yourself in that very moment. Maybe you can see you might have overreacted. Maybe you can put together the pieces of the puzzle. Is there a certain phrase or word that you keep repeating? Does this sound familiar? Oh, it's just so unfair. Oh, I can't believe it's happened again. Nobody understands me. You can start to look for patterns which can help you to problem solve. It's also useful to hear how we sound to someone else. Sometimes we judge other people for not supporting us perfectly. But do you make perfect sense when you're an emotional whirlwind? Or is there a way you could communicate your feelings more clearly? We've got to say, we absolutely love this idea. Not only because we're passionate podcasters, but because it gives us all a chance to voice our emotions. Next time you feel like you have so many thoughts in your head, but no one to hear them, record an interview with yourself. We'd give you 5 stars for your courage. I'm Casey Donovan, and you've been listening to The Space, a podcast written by Amy Malloy. We're back tomorrow with another mood-boosting topic. Can you be too present? We'll break it down. Space out.